Hello.
Hi, this is Mikhailo from customer support, returning your call.
Yes, me. All right, it's about time to call right now because it's late at night, first in the morning.
I'm sorry about that. Yes, we're 24 hours and we're in California, so we just returning the calls.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to find out where this phone call, this number is and what this is about, because it's on my bank statement, and
I
it does
could.
not say exactly where it's from.
Okay, I can try to see if we can locate an account for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
31089.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Patty Ward.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, and could you confirm your shipping address for security purposes?
311 Zeta Street, Tennelle, Georgia. 31089.
Gotcha. So I do see this account was opened on November the 15th with the purchase of a, well, the it was a welcoming gift. You paid the shipping and handling for a deluxe Wi-Fi booster. Do you recall
yes.
that? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am. So you do get that item for free for just the shipping and handling. It does inform you in the terms that by signing up for that item, you also agree to be enrolled in the Consumer Gadgets Club, unless you do call us and cancel before it bills you to prevent the charge. If you don't call us to cancel, it does go ahead and bill you that membership fee, which you're also provided a $125 gift voucher for being a member. Yes, ma'am. So that's what the 6732 was billed on November the 21st for a membership to the Consumer Gadgets Club.
Yeah, well, I didn't read all any of that. I didn't see nothing about the memberships club.
Yes,
and
ma'am, I understand.
Well, I didn't see that or know anything about it, but I want to cancel that out. How can that be?
I can go ahead and do that for you now. And canceling that out will cancel out this account and prevent any future charges or anything of that nature. I do have a confirmation number for you that it was canceled out. Would you like to take that confirmation number down somewhere?
Hold up, because, honey, I am dead to the world. I have to get up out of bed and,
okay.
And find this information. Oh, and a pencil. Excuse me. Bad time. But there was a couple other things that that I was just for the shipping handling, and I was charged membership that I didn't know anything about.
So in our system, I only see the Wi-Fi booster that you ordered on November the 15th. You paid shipping and handling for that, and then I see on the 21st the membership fee was charged $67.32. So if you had any other subscriptions, it may have been with a different company and a different associated with a different call center.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So that confirmation number is first. It's the letter C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262-723.
Okay.
614.
Right, that is C as in Charlie. 262-723-614.
Yes, ma'am, and that number just confirms that your account was canceled and there won't be any charges in the future. Was there anything else I could have assisted you with today?
All right. What about the $60-something? I didn't know anything about the membership.
For that, what I can do as a courtesy is offer you a 35% refund of that charge.
35%? Why 35%? And I didn't know anything about it. Why not just reach out?
Um,
So you do the 100% touch.
That's because it's a valid charge, ma'am, and it was in the terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. I do understand that you may have overlooked that, so I am willing to take that refund amount up to 50%, but that's the most that I'm authorized to do on my end.
And that's how much you're talking about.
So the charge was $67.32. 50% of that would be $33.66.
That's a refund of $33.66.
Yes, ma'am, the refund, and that would also be the amount of the remaining charge, and that would be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, maybe sooner, as that time limit is dependent upon your banking institution. Yes, ma'am. Was there anything else I could have assisted you with today?
No, I just hate that you couldn't go ahead and just refund the rest of it because I didn't know anything about the membership.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. However, it's in the terms, and all you would have had to do was contact us before that date to prevent being charged. But since you did not contact us to prevent that charge, it does make the charge valid. The 6732 is a valid charge, but us on our end, as a courtesy, we're offering that 50%.
Okay, as long as it's canceled out.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And that number I gave you confirms that. So thank you for contacting us today, and you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking about sleep.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.